More than a dozen teenagers are trying some brand new high-tech interactive exhibits which just opened at a South Coast museum. But the teens here aren't just playing with the exhibits at Moxie, the Wolf Museum of Exploration and Innovation. The high school students are fine-tuning them because they designed and built the half-dozen new exhibits.
This is the Bernoulli Blower Project. It uses air to levitate a ball, then you use a joystick to guide it through an obstacle course that you design.
Blake Lazarine is one of the students from the Dos Pueblos Engineering Academy in Goleta, which designed and built the exhibits, which just went on display.
Just move the joystick to get it started, and then the fan will start blowing. You use the joystick, you can move it side to side, and then you can also start tilting it a little bit. And then if you use this knob, it can lower or raise the speed.
Molly Gantz also worked on the Bernoulli Blower Project.
We're part of a pretty big team of people that worked on this project over multiple years. When we got the project this year, most of what had to be done was like software side. So Blake did a lot of the programming and then I did a lot of electrical. We did more of like the how, like how you actually have the game works.
Gantz says the idea is to share information about things like the principles of physics, but doing it in an interesting way.
We want people to both learn from the project, but also have fun so that they don't have to view like complicated concepts like Bernoulli's principle as something that's like foreboding or just purely academic, but something that can also be really interesting and fun, even if you're a kid.
The exhibits are the result of a year and a half long collaboration between Moxie and the Goleta-based Academy.
We have a collection of highly polished, very interactive, professional-grade exhibits that were all made by local high school students.
Sean O'Brien is Moxie's director of exhibits.
It's not what people expect. The really exciting part is I hope that it gives people, parents, kids, teachers, pause to rethink what is possible that we can expect of our kids in our schools.
Amir Abosheir is director of the Dos Pueblos Engineering Academy.
I really think that by doing things like this, we empower kids to believe that they can do anything. We should be able to create environments like this where students participate in authentic experiences, where the time that they spend in school materializes into something that's useful, that's going out into the public.
Engineering Academy student Janet Tsai is tweaking another of the half dozen exhibits.
This is called the Infinity Mirror, and when you look into it, it creates an illusion of infinite depth. If you look at it from the side, you see one mirror right here, and this is also a one-sided mirror. So when you look in from the front, you can look into it, but then from the back, it's a mirror, and that's what's creating the illusion.
A group of students is standing around another of the exhibits, which is still a work in progress. The engineering students call it the ball wall. There's a wall with a number of movable ramps. The idea is to set it up in a way where a steel ball can roll down a maze of the ramps from the top to the bottom of the wall. McKenna Grant is working on it.
You're learning through playing, which is one of the reasons why I like it so much. It's a very indirect way of learning cool physics components. It's really exciting because kids of all ages can play with it and be creative and design whatever they want. I'm like almost 18 and I have so much fun making this, and I know that if I was 4 years old and I came to this museum, I would be at this for hours playing around with it too.
So these engineering students are learning about everything from computer coding to physics while creating things which will also share knowledge with the museum's visitors. The Engineering Academy showcase is open through April 14th at the museum on Lower State Street in Santa Barbara. In Santa Barbara, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.